Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
Well, in the world of business, church, politics, the people who usually get our attention are the leaders, the charismatic ones, the upfront ones with the microphone in hand who see the big picture and cast the vision. But after they've given their visionary speech, who are the ones who go about turning that great vision into action, into reality? According to personality expert Keith Henry, those are the servers. He breaks them up into two different kinds, the practical and the theoretical servers, the faithful souls who do the paperwork, sort out the nuts and bolts, and think through the details that no one else will think through. Keith's back with us again. Hi, Keith.
Hi, Sharon.
You've wrapped all this up in the book that you've written with Bernie Dimet called My Personality GPS. We should throw the website in there as well, because you've actually got a personality inventory there, haven't you? A little test.
That's right. It'll only take you about 3 minutes to discover who you are.
Right.
And you'll get a report on it as well.
Right. MyPersonalityGPS.com.
MyPersonalityGPS.com.
Last week we were talking about the carers and the givers. These are the heart people. You're saying these servers, you've broken it up into two different personality types, the practical and the theoretical servers. These are the thinkers.
Yes, they come from the mind. So they're actually analysing things all the time. Their mind's never inactive. And it sort of, sometimes they have to get away from themselves, you know, just go out and surf or do something else, because their mind is never still.
Okay, well, let's talk about those two different personality types, the practical server, and then we can put them alongside the theoretical server, because they're actually quite different, but they both serve. So the practical server, give us some traits.
Right, the practical server, if you think of it, they don't have to be a tradesperson, but you think of it, somebody who's tactile, you know, they're practical, they can do things. You can go to them and give them something to do, and they can actually work it out and do it for you. These are the practical people, whether it's on a computer, whether it's, you know, fixing up a cupboard or working on whatever. These are the ones who often work behind the scenes to make things happen. For instance, producing a radio program like yours. Often these are the people behind the scenes make it happen, while the encourager's out the front.
Claire has so many qualities. I don't know which one she is. She's very, very caring. She's also visionary. She's fantastic. But she's all things wrapped up into one, Keith. So these are the kind of problem solvers?
They are. In the detail, you know, because you have, as you said, like the leaders, the encouragers, the big visionaries who come up with the concept. We need all those details to make it happen. Mm. And these are the people who can take your vision, and now they're the factory. They're task-orientated. They will make it come about. Without them, wow, I don't think anything in the world would get done.
Mm. So are they people persons or task persons?
Okay, they are task people in the fact that they can work alone, right, as most of us can't. You know, we have to be around people. But if you look at the practical server is a team member. They like to be part of the team, but they don't have to, and they love working together with other people, but they can work alone as well. They can just go to their garage and do something, right, alone. But these are, being team people, these are your most loyal people, your most faithful people. If they are led by a good leader, nobody can get near that leader. They'll protect them, look after them. And everything. They're so loyal and faithful. They come from the mind first, but next they come from emotions, which is the connecting with people. They are very people-orientated.
They sound very balanced, don't they? They can work alone, they can work in a team, they're kind of okay either way.
Just don't put them up front.
Right.
They don't like that.
Give me the plans, I'll work out the details. So they're detail-oriented. That's key too, isn't it?
Yeah. Actually, very good example. We had a girl who worked for us, and she's left now, but she joined us and she wasn't appreciated. The people that she worked with didn't appreciate. She applied for the job, burst out crying on the interview. But we knew she's a server, practical server. Thought, she'd be wonderful. Put her in the job. Do you know, she ran that company. Boy, as soon as you give them confidence, they don't have confidence.
They don't have confidence?
No.
Even though they're the problem solvers and normally come up with the idea, you know, the answers to the problems.
Yeah, no confidence, full of anxiety and doubt because they think too much. You know, if you keep thinking, you're thinking about the problems. You know, the things like devil's advocate come from there because they are thinking about all the things that can go wrong.
Yeah, interesting. Open House is what you're listening to. Keith Henry, personality expert, is with us. We're talking about the servers in this kind of Romans chapter 12 list of gifts, a particular passage in the Bible that talks about spiritual gifts. And Keith's taken that one step further and said, well, this kind of really a personality types. If you're actually like this, if you know that you're a particular server rather than, say, a carer or an encourager or a visionary sort, you know where your place in life is. It's actually really valuable information. 1-300-40-20-20 if you've got something to throw into the conversation. That leads nicely into the weaknesses then. So they can be a little bit down, focus on the problems.
That's right. This is where they have to be part of a good team, you know, which will keep them boosted up and keep them... that they know there's what the purpose is, because they're the workers, right? These are the ones doing all the hard work, and they really have to know, you know, that you appreciate them, you're taking them the right direction, and that they can do wonderful work. I mean, these are the people who build things.
If they're the ones who fix the problems, though, could they kind of get a bit antsy if they don't get their own way? If they've got, because they might actually have the solution to the problem, and maybe people aren't ready yet to actually find that solution themselves.
Yeah, well, imagine having a meeting about a problem, and who's going to be talking all the time in the meeting? The encouragers, the leaders, right? Yeah. And who has the answer? The person sitting back, nobody's asking
really
the question.
Quiet. Yeah,
yeah, and they're thinking, oh, what are these people going on about? You know, they ask me, I tell them, right? But they can be critical too, because you know, nobody's taking notes of them.
So there's got a lot of, there's a value there, there's a wealth of experience and great gifts and abilities we need to be tapping into there. I guess they can also be the, put it in a nice way, you know, you see this happen in factory settings, don't you, where you actually have somebody who does start to cast a negative spirit amongst the place because they get critical, because they know the answer, but nobody's answering them. And they're kind of separated from the head management or whatever by a wall between office and factory or whatever it might be.
Very much so, yeah. You've got that in a nutshell there. And remember, these come from emotional necks, so they are connected people. They are loyal and faithful. And if you're not being loyal and faithful back, no, it's not going to work out.
So how does it work then in balancing up their weaknesses? What can the practical servers, you call them, do?
What they have to do is to try and go to a peaceful place, because that anxiety brings them undone. Right, so they have to try and go to a place where they are connecting with people. They're confident in the team leader, or the husband, the wife, the whatever, the parent. Right, that they're confident there, and they are connected with them because of that loyalty and faithfulness. So they're called to be the server, and they're serving, and they don't mind doing that. But they have to be confident that you are not taking advantage of them.
Mm-hmm.
You're putting in something as well, you know, you appreciate them, because they're doing all the hard work. They can multitask, but they don't like doing it.
Right.
They would rather do one thing at a time, because they're detail analytical people. They've got to finish it. So they're slower. They're slower workers, but they're not slower really, because they're doing it better than anybody else is going to do it. So that takes more time.
And it's not going to fall apart afterwards once they've actually done it.
No, they're the master craftsmen.
We're talking about the practical server tonight. Now to the theoretical server. And Keith Henry is our guest on Open House. We're talking about these personality types. The theoretical server, how are they different from the practical server?
Well, these are, if you can think of them as being the academics, right? These are your research people, your scientists, your analytical people who love just getting into their mind. Not necessarily practical, but they could be inventing or look in a lab working out a cure for cancer, right? And they love doing that. Because they work in their mind all the time, there is no one else in some respects. You know, they're working alone and they like being alone. They are loners, but they can mix with other people too. It's not saying that they don't want to, but they need time alone. That's where they get the energy from, being alone and thinking and reading and studying. They can do that too much sometimes and not get anything done.
I'd imagine.
Yeah, they've got to achieve something. But
their mind's always buzzing with connections and thinking how this connects with that and that fits with that, and that theory will actually work out. And what is the answer to that dilemma?
Yes, that's right. And if you know one, find out what they are studying, what they're passionate about. And if you've got even the slightest interest, these are wonderful people to get beside and ask them questions, because they'll explain things so well to you. You know, you'll start to understand where they're coming from.
Mm. So these are the medicos and what, accountants maybe?
Accountants, yes.
The university professors.
Yeah, the lecturers at university who have all the knowledge, but really when they're lecturing, they don't care whether you understand or not. They're just delivering it. It's your problem after
That's so common, isn't it? How many universities are filled with brilliant people who've got no ability to teach, and they really are put in positions of teaching? They need either to be put through a great trainer's course or something, or they need to just learn to put their great theoretical ideas into concrete terms that people can actually grasp and take away.
That's right. They're not like the teachers, as we discussed the other week, you know, who get beside you and work to make sure you understand.
Mm.
You know, often people think these are the teachers. No, these are the ones that have the knowledge,
mm-hmm.
but they're not so good on delivery of the knowledge.
These fit perfectly in think tanks, don't they?
Yeah, think tanks, yeah. Perfect, yeah.
They come up with those great solutions to the world's problems.
Yeah, but it's wonderful to actually see them. If you see them enter a room, they'll observe. They don't mind being alone, so they'll stand back and just look around, take it all in, and ask questions. Why is it like that? So they're always analysing, observing. They analyse and ask questions. Why? I always think those two things: observe and analyse, and ask questions.
I once heard a sociologist define a sociologist as someone who, when a pretty woman walks in the room, looks at everybody else.
Yes,
they're analysing why they're finding that person so beautiful.
Yes.
So you've touched on this now: the weaknesses of the theoretical server. They can be very holed up in their brains.
Mm.
They must struggle sometimes to communicate. We've talked about that in terms of a university lecturer.
They do, because they don't go seeking people to connect to. If people do connect to them, they make wonderful friends. We could use the term nerds, right?
Hmm.
And often think, but you see a group of nerds together, they have the most wonderful time together. And they're extroverted in the way they talk.
Talk about their one particular passion.
Yeah, they're passionate people and they're wonderful people. But if you were married to one, you would have to understand they do need their quiet time. They have to have that, more than any personality type, they have to have that quiet time. That's where they get their energy back again. If they go into a party scene, they're not social, big social people.
There'd have to be a time where the theoretical server also just stops their thinking and actually starts doing something as well.
They need encouragement that way, that's for sure, because they have to put what they know to actually into practice. But they often think, well, I just have to get a little bit more knowledge, a little bit more, you know, but time comes. They've got more than anybody else anyway, so it's time to actually apply it.
As students, like that, these are the guys and the girls who read so broadly when they're putting together a university assignment. You know, they're starting to write the university assignment at 2 a.m. before the due date of the next day, because they've read so broadly. They've gone everywhere. Oh, I'll look for another little gem in this next book.
Yeah. So, and they already know maybe as much as 10 other people.
Yes.
But they don't know where to stop because they crave it. They crave the learning. Yeah, it's all about knowledge.
Mm. So we need them because they're the great academic theorizers to come up with the great solutions to the world's problems. How can we care for them, the thinkers, the theoretical servers?
I suppose you've got to understand them, you know, and they are, God made all these people and they're all so special. And so we have to understand, as I said, things like they do need time alone. Do encourage them, you know, ask them about their passion. Do encourage them to do something with it too, not just to keep accumulating something. Ask them to, you know, show them that they can put something into practice.
Mm.
So they do need help in some ways, you know, to actually be the person that they're supposed to be. Because, again, I keep coming back to the selfishness, our human nature. Their human nature is just keep absorbing, you know, taking it all in. But they have knowledge and they're to serve others.
I guess pride could fill in here as well. I mean, the theoretical person who really does reflect on the world's problems and, you know, the answer to this, to the problem that you're actually facing here, they can get a bit proud.
Oh, most definitely. Mm. Yes, they can.
Got all the knowledge.
Yes. So they have to use that knowledge and they have to see, nobody in a personality knows how different they are from everybody else. And just to take this person here, they have maybe knowledge about a subject they're interested in 10 times more than anybody else. Yet somebody with only twice that knowledge or half that knowledge would be able to be a hero using it.
Mm-hmm.
They've got to realise that, you know, and so they need help to get it out there and to be appreciated for their knowledge.
Yes. Well, there goes the practical and the theoretical server, along with the achiever, encourager, teacher, carer, giver that we've spoken about so far. Next week we'll get together and we'll talk about the prophet and the leader and wrap up what has been a fascinating series on personality types. Thanks, Keith.
Thanks, Sheridan.
Keith Henry, who's the co-author of My Personality GPS.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast, thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.